Reflection by Father Luis Cezano. Matthew 20, 1-16. Hired to do something with your life. 1. When out at dawn, there's a mistaken idea about religion in which it seems like we do everything ourselves and God grants his closeness and blessing based on how much effort we put in. This is how volunteerism emerged in the church several centuries ago, suggesting we earn heaven through our own efforts. Today's gospel shows the opposite. It's God who goes out to find you. There is a God who comes to look for you, to find you, and only asks that you be willing to receive him. Let God touch you. 2. No one has hired us. I know there are people who don't find meaning in their lives, who struggle just to get out of bed. They feel weighed down by life every day. On one hand, I encourage you to seek professional help, to have someone accompany you and support you, because asking for help is worthwhile. Let yourself be helped. And if you're experiencing insomnia, exhaustion, or apathy towards everything today, try to make a change. Life itself invites you to make changes because what you're doing right now makes you feel unemployed in life. Ask yourself, how do I get out of this situation? Clearly, if your current situation and way of living aren't making you happy, seek that change. Remember that every human being longs for happiness. So let yourself be helped, whether it's talking to a friend, a priest, or a religious person, or a mental health professional. Let yourself be helped. Seek that change. I understand it's not easy, but make the effort to find that change. 3. Giving. The key to this life is living with love, not showing off whether you're a first-class or second-class Christian. We don't go through life displaying medals won on the Escalescal Olympics. It's where it seems we show off awards from all the church institutions we've gone through or positions we've gained. God wants all of us to go to heaven, and this is what he invites us to commit to every day. But I also think life would be unjust if I didn't have faith. Because we go through so many situations that seem unfair or incomprehensible. People you love die. There are people you love who don't love you back, and friends you trust who betray you. Life wasn't designed to be fair. Just look at Jesus' life on earth. But faith reminds you that there's a reward in heaven. Faith invites you to have peace even when war is declared on you. It's what moves you to keep giving to those who won't repay you in kind. Faith teaches you there's justice and peace in your heart, even when the world around you is unfair. Take heart because God is always with you. Remember that something good is on the way. God bless you and be with you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.